Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. That's right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. Looking forward to Sunday. Sunday services, our Sunday school and Bible classes at 9:30. The morning service is 10:30. Our evening service is at 5:30 on Sunday evening. And we look forward to a great Lord's Day on Sunday. Our Spanish church will meet as well at the exact same times. If you know any Hispanic folks and you're looking for a good solid church, Pastor Adan Aviles does a tremendous job there in our Spanish church. And we invite you out for those services as well on the Lord's Day. It'll be a great Sunday, Thanksgiving Sunday. We'll focus our thoughts on being a thankful people to God. I hope every day is a thankful day for you. For we're commanded in the Scripture, then in everything to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I don't know all the will of God, but I know the will of God for me is to give thanks in everything. That's what the Bible says. Now, it doesn't say give thanks for everything, but it does say give thanks in everything. And so we look forward to our Thanksgiving Sunday coming up. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, let me share something with you today from 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse number 20. Where the Bible says, But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, Behold, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from his chariot to meet him and said, Is all well? And he said, All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. And Naaman said, Be content, take two talents. And he urged him, and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go, and they departed. And he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, Thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, Went not my heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy thereof of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. I want to talk a little bit about a mountaintop vision. Gehazi was a servant to Elisha. God had just healed Naaman from his leprosy. Remember, he went down and dipped in the Jordan seven times. And he offered Elisha a love offering, so to speak. I mean, garments and money. And Elisha said, No, I'm not taking anything. You don't buy salvation. Salvation is the gift of God. And you don't buy those that the salvation that God offers. And so he was proven to Naaman, this isn't about money, this is about the grace of God. But of course, Gehazi had a covetous heart. And he said, Man, he let him off too easy. I'm gonna go get some things from him. And so he goes to Gehazi, or Gehazi goes to Naaman and says, makes up a story. Two young prophets come and they want to change of clothes and some money. And so he gives it to him. Gehazi, it's interesting. His name means Valley of Vision. Valley of Vision. I don't want valley vision. I want mountaintop vision. I want to see things from God's perspective. I'm told the old football coach, Bear Bryant of Alabama, most often watched football practice from a big tower he had erected there on the practice field because he could see things from up there that he couldn't see if he was on field level. I want to see things that way. I want to see things. See, in the valley, there's obstacles. In the valley, there's things that will hinder my vision. It's a hard field. There's discouragement. There's depression. But on the mountaintop, you're above the clouds. You can be above. You can be up where the sun shines, and you see God over the obstacles. It's like the spies that returned from the promised land. When eight of them said, "No, we can't do it," they just saw how big the giants were and how little they seemed. But two men, Joshua and Caleb, they had mountaintop vision. They saw what God could see. They said, "No, God can do this." So I want mountaintop vision. I don't want valley vision. I don't want Gehazi vision. How do I get mountaintop vision? I see the spiritual, not the material. You see, Gehazi, or those with valley vision, they consider the material of more value than the spiritual. Elisha saw the soul. Gehazi saw his pocketbook. Elisha saw the man. Gehazi sought the position. Elisha saw the leprosy. Gehazi saw the filthy lucre. You see, we go after people with the gospel of Jesus Christ because they need Christ. They need a Savior. They're lost in sin. And regardless of their position, regardless of their class, regardless of their race, regardless of their bank account, oh, my friend, we go to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not saying, who are you targeting? Who's your target audience for your church? Anybody with a pulse is the target audience. Because the Lord Jesus said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Notice, Gehazi, those who want to just see the material and not the spiritual, the Bible says he stood before his master. There is a day of reckoning. There is a day when we'll all stand before our master, Romans 14:12. So then every one of us will give account of himself to God. And so we have to make sure. I want to so give my account to God when I know I'm seeing the spiritual, not just the material. Number two, if I have mountaintop vision, it means I'm preparing to face Jesus. And I want to do it gladly. Gehazi was concerned about his appearance before men. Yeah, I want those new suits that you were offering my master earlier. See, he was more concerned about his appearance before men than he was appearing before God. Oh, my friend, one day you're going to face God. Peter can backslide and say, I go fishing and I'm going back to fishing. And he takes six or seven other men with him. And then Jesus appears on the shore and says, children, have you any meat? Oh, he remembers Jesus saying, remember the woman at the well? My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Oh, listen, you're going to face God one day. And Peter had to face God. He had to face Jesus on the shore that day and said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Don't you love me more than fish, Peter? Oh, my friend, when we serve God, when we walk with him, when we study his word, when we spend time in prayer, when we face God one day, that's what's really going to matter. Only one life, so soon it will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one chance to do his will. So live for Jesus all your days. It's the only life that pays. When you realize you have but one life, is it really going to matter how many hours you put in on the job? Is it really going to matter how much overtime was on that check? Before, when it comes time for your retirement and you leave the company, I'm telling you, my friend, before your car ever gets down the highway and pull into your garage, they'll have a new name on your door and someone else taking your place. That's how it works. I want to be ready to give my account to God. Mountaintop vision sees spiritual, not material, means preparing to face Jesus. Mountaintop vision means do it now. Do it now. You know, Jesus told the disciples, it's not 4 months, then harvest. The harvest is plenteous. It's ripe now. It's ready. It's white unto harvest. There's over 150,000 people a day that plunge into hell. The job is huge. The work is big. We must be at it, and we must always be at it. Oh, it's supper time, my friend. We come. We can say, come, for all things are now ready. We can't wait till it's bigger. It can't get any bigger. It can't get any better. Now's the time. There's no time for hurt feelings. There's no time to fuss and fight. There's no time for jealousy. There's no time for gossip. There's a work to do. Don't worry about what I'm going to do or what I plan to do. No, what are you doing now? Let's get to work. Let's get busy for God. You see, now is a reward time. Now's work time. Let's get the mountaintop vision and say, we'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. And then we'll be gathered home. Let's make sure that we're doing it now. Let's get with it. What will it take? What will it take to have that kind of vision? It's going to take some commitment on your part, on our part. How badly do you want to be a success for God? Some people, they want it so bad, they'll give 1 hour every Sunday morning to God. Why don't you just see what would happen in your life? If you take from now to the end of the year, from now, November 17th, all the way till December 31st, and say, I'm going to be in church Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and see what happens. Oh, it'll be a battle. The adversary will fight you. I'll guarantee you that. But as General MacArthur said, there is no substitute for victory. No compromise. Don't compromise on that. Oh, listen, commit. Decide. Decide you're going to be faithful. Decide you're going to pray. Decide you're going to be in the Word. Just decide you're going to witness. Commitment. Then it's going to take faith. We walk by faith. We don't walk by fear. We walk by faith. Not by sight. Elisha said, God's my God. David said, I'm going to walk after God. Joshua said, I'm going to fear God. You can't be fearful and victorious, but you can be faithful and victorious. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith in God. Faith in Christ. Believe God. Trust God. Have faith in God. Have confidence in the Lord. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take faith. It's going to take some discomfort. We all love comfort. We want a cushioned seat at church. We want air conditioning. We like the carpeting. We like ease. But to grow, we have to leave our comfort zone. When you get a fistful of gospel tracts and you say, I'm going to go witness to people and try to give the gospel to them, I'll guarantee you this, that's out of your comfort zone. When you want to work on a bus route on a Saturday and then try and get boys and girls to come to Sunday school and ride your bus, that's out of your comfort zone. But listen, that's how you grow. You have to have some discomfort to grow. And if it's uncomfortable, that's why God gave you a comforter, the Holy Spirit. He's to make you comfortable doing the things of God. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I don't want to be at ease in Zion. I want to be like Jehu, who said, come see my zeal for the Lord. Oh, I know, but come see my zeal for the Buckeyes, or come see my zeal for the sales at the store, or come see my zeal for my business. Oh, where are the people of God who say, come see my zeal for the Lord? Will you ask God to give you mountaintop vision today? There's a work to do. Do it now. Do it now. Your mountaintop vision sees the spiritual, not the material. You'll see yourself standing before God, preparing to meet Jesus, and then do it now. And what it'll take? Commitment. Faith and discomfort. But there's victory in Jesus, my friend. Let's serve him. Let's look from the mountaintop this weekend, all right? Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll look forward to being back with you on Monday. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.